All right, so fourth quarter is off. Swinton inbounding, it's going to get stolen by Jensen. Jensen putting up for two on a breakaway. It's going to get tapped away by Swinton. No foul there, so nice job of not fouling by Swinton. But it will go out of bounds, so it will be Wolf ball. And Jensen going to inbound quickly to Flores. Flores goes to put up for two, but there is a foul. Official Shoemaker calling that a ground foul. Push on Bailey Stewart, her second foul of the game. So they'll try that again. Inbound to Bean right outside the basket, and she'll put up for two. It is good. 7:47 left in the game. 29-20 is the score. Swinton with the ball now, holding back just a little bit, letting her team get set up. They've got all their players clumped in the middle, so they're looking to get away. And Stewart's going to put up for three. From the top of the key, no good. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll turn over to be Wolf ball. Jensen and Bean, of course, inbounding. Jensen with the ball. Finds Allen over on the left-hand side. And Flores, they're going to send it back to Bean up in the middle. She's going to hold on to it for a minute and let everyone get set up. Finds Ward over on the right-hand side. Ward puts up a three, no good. Allen with the rebound. Quick to get that. Gets it out to Jensen. Jensen drives in from the baseline. Puts up a two, no good. Stewart with that rebound. Gets it over to Swinton. Swinton coming in from the left-hand side now. She's been mostly right-hand side tonight. Puts up a shot for two and no good. So she's going to come back in from the right side. And that shot's no good either. Rebound comes down in the hands of Cowart, and there is a foul called on that. And that foul is going to be, I believe, on Jensen. It is. It's her third foul of the game.
Sometimes we have to wait a bit because the official goes away from us and we can't see
right.
The call.
So Swinton and Downing on the left-hand side there from the baseline sends it to Zanna, who puts up the two. No good. Another shot put up. No good. Ward with that rebound. And gets it to Bean and all the way down to Taylor quickly. Flores. Flores puts up the two. First shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, and her second shot will go in. And at that, looks like Coach Brittenham is going to call a timeout, short timeout, and try to get – actually, he's going to call a full timeout.
Well, basically kind of what happened there is the game got away from the Glacier Bears real quick. I mean, they came out and scored those four quick points there, only about a minute – actually, a minute 37 – or 6:37 to go in the quarter, but – Rangel came down and way more aggressive under the basket and putting the ball back up and in. And so Glacier Bears can't let them just open that lead up here. Now the Glacier Bears need to come out, run their offense, and get a basket here. They can't afford to let the Rangel Wolves get a hold of the ball, run a little clock, and it makes it a little more difficult with the time ticking away on them.
Yeah. And it is an 11-point game, so it's 4:31-20. But with 6 minutes, 37 seconds left, that's more than enough time to come back if they really take that time. So Swinton going to inbound that ball now for the Glacier Bears. Sends it inside to Cowart. Cowart getting a lot of pressure from Ward. So she's going to dribble it over to the right-hand side and get it to Swinton just outside the key. She finds Krager right inside under the basket, and she puts up for two, and that is good. And on that inbound, Taylor's going to knock it away. Gets in between that ball, but she's going to knock it out of bounds. So it will be a Wolves ball again. But nice job, Taylor, trying to get in there and get that steal. Bean with the ball, she's going to hold it back. Rangel just trying to run a little bit of clock in the process. Gets it over to Allen and then back to the left to Ward, who's going to put up for two. No good. Rebound comes down with Krager. Krager's going to toss it over to Taylor. Taylor taking that spot at the top of the key. She's going to drive in from the right-hand side, bounces it to Krager. Krager puts up for two, no good. And Cowart with the rebound, puts up for two, no good. Bean with the rebound this time. And she's getting a lot of pressure from Zanow, so she's going to reverse it back and go the other way. Finds Jensen over on the right-hand side. Nice pass, almost gets away from her, and there is a foul called on that. Going to be a block on number 13, so Zanow's second foul of the game. And quick inbound to Bean. Bean puts up for two, no good. But ends up on the ground, and there will be a foul called, and that foul is going to be on Number 15, Destiny Cowart, her first foul. Going to send Bean to the line where she is 4 for 6 tonight. And last night she was, I believe, 6 of 9. So a pretty good free throw shooter. Her first shot is good. And going to be a substitution on the Wolves. McKay is going to come in for Ward. Let Ward take a seat on the bench. And they're going to give Bean a second shot. She's going to give it about half dozen good dribbles, put it up. And it bounces, no good. Cowart with that rebound. And almost goes out of bounds. McKay is able to save it, but she sends it back inside right into the hands of Taylor. So Taylor's going to bring it down to Swinton, who's going to drive the right baseline, put up for two, and it is good. Two more points for Kaylee Swinton. Score is 32-24, 5:18 left in this game. Sends it over to Bean. Bean puts up for two, no good. Her shot from the right-hand side, and Prager with that rebound. Gets over to Swinton, and loses on the dribble, gets it in the hands of Flores. Flores tries to put up for two. And Swinton effectively blocks that, blocks it out of bounds, so it will still be Wrangell ball. And we're going to have a substitution. Looks like Larson's coming in for Zanow, but Coach Moore's going to call a short timeout. So we've got about 30 seconds for them to go over some strategy with their players.
Well, I think basically what Coach wants to do for the Wolves is they need to be a little more patient. I mean, they want to go to the hoop, all right, and you don't want to just stop going to the hoop.
Right.
But they've been putting up some shots that I'm sure that she's not really too happy with. Two or three more passes, maybe another 10 or 15 seconds off the clock, you're going to get a way better shot than what they've been putting up. Glacier
right.
Bears, on the other hand, they've upped the ante a little bit on the pressure end here and forced a couple turnovers and got the buckets out of it. So they need to be able to take care of the basketball and
right.
score it when they get the chance here.
And they've decreased the lead from 11 points to 8, so doing nice. 5 minutes, 1 second left in the game. So Wolves can inbound that ball, and it is Jensen to Allen. She gets back to Jensen, who's going to take it up here to the top of the key. They inbound it from the baseline. So Jensen now pulling back and taking a couple extra dribbles before she drives in from the left. She intends the pass for Allen. Gets over her shoulder, but McKay is right there to step in and grab that. McKay getting a lot of pressure from Swinton as she drives to the right-hand side. Finds Bean inside, puts up a shot, no good. Cowart with the rebound, and a pass intended for Taylor. Gets loose, and Taylor and McKay are going to collide. And they are going to call a blocking foul on Taylor, and that will be her fifth foul, so that will cause her to foul out. But just like last night, Coach Brittenham has 30 seconds before he has to make a decision, so he's going to take that, take a little bit of that time.
Zanow's coming off the bench for him, yeah.
For Taylor, and crowd definitely giving her some love on her way out. So that's going to send McKay to the line again, and she is 4 out of 10 tonight. From the line. First shot, no good. And it'll be Swinton with that rebound, so she's going to take that down here. 4 minutes, 22 seconds left in the game. Still an 8-point game. She's going to put up a long jumper for two, no good. And it's going to be Cowart with a rebound. Her shot, no good. On that rebound, watching it tossed back, and Jensen will get control of that. She's going to play it back a little bit, definitely looking to run some of that clock. As well as settle things down and let her team get into play. Gets it over to the right-hand side to McKay. McKay passes inside, and that ball tipped off and goes out of bounds. And now Gross coming into the game for Cowart. And it's going to be Glacier Bear ball. Larson inside to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive left this time, put up a jumper. And it's going to bounce off the back of the iron. Bean with the rebound. Bean going to the left-hand side down here, and then she's going to stop and hold that ball. Gets it over to Allen. Allen back to Bean, almost knocked away by Zanow. Gets it over to the right-hand side to McKay. Back to the top to Jensen. Jensen's going to drive inside and put up a shot. No good, but there is a whistle on that, so we're looking for a foul. And that foul is going to be on Gross, her fourth foul. And that's going to send Jensen to the line. She is 2 out of 5 tonight from the line. First shot, no good. And a substitution. Ward's going to come back in for Flores. Flores with those four fouls, so they'll bring Ward back in. Jensen going to get a second shot here. Second shot is good. So it's 4:33:24. 3 minutes, 23 seconds left in the game. Swinton back with the ball again up at the top. Hands it off to Larson. Looks like Danell trying to set up a screen, but Larson goes the other way to Swinton, coming in on the left-hand baseline. Shoots, but shoots it off the back of the backboard. So it's going to be an out-of-bounds, and we'll turn it over to the Wolves. Jensen with that ball now. Finds Allen over on the left-hand side. Allen driving in towards the baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. But she is going to be called for traveling. Looks like she might have held it a little bit too much. So turnover and Glacier Bear ball. Larson into Swinton. Swinton bringing it up to the top. Going to drive right this time and hand off to Danell. Danell finds Gross just outside the paint. And there is a whistle blown as Jensen runs into her and tries to steal that ball away. And that's going to be called a push on McKay. McKay's second foul, and that's going to send Gross to the line. This is her first trip to the line, and her first shot is no good. Being in a bonus situation, it's a 1-1, so she won't get a second shot. 2:45 left in the game. It is Bean with the ball, and Larson trying to put a lot of pressure on as Bean drives inside, hands it off to Ward. Ward puts up a little jumper for two, and it is good. 2:31 left in the game. 35-24 is the score. Swinton putting up a jumper from the right-hand side. Beautiful shot, and it is good. So two more points for Swinton. That gets her 13 on the night so far. 35-26, 2:15 left. Wolves at the ball. Playing really close to the half-court line, trying to waste some time. Jensen has that ball. She drives right, and there is a block called.
I think it was an illegal screen on the Wolves here. Actually,
okay.
It came by, and Jensen came by, and basically Allen just kind of danced around and stepped in front of the person, so you can't do that.
Yep, definitely not. So her third foul tonight, and that ball will turn over to Glacier Bears, and they're going to find Danell over on the right-hand side, hand off to Swinton, who's going to shoot from the baseline. Shot no good. Danell with the rebound. Her shot is no good, and trying to save that from going out of bounds is McKay, and she gets it into the hands of Larson. And they find Krager just on the edge of the paint. She puts up for two, no good, but she is fouled, so she's going to get to go to the line. And that's going to be the fourth foul for Caroline Ward. Krager's been to the line once tonight. She is 2 for 2, and her first shot's going to go off the back of the iron, no good. Substitution, looks like Wing is coming back in for Larson. And Meisner is coming back in now for the last 1 minute 44 seconds of the game. Crowd giving her a lot of love. She's a senior and she wants to finish out this her last home game. So she'll come in. Allen will take a seat on the bench. And second shot, no good for Krager. So not looking for Meisner to really do a whole lot of shooting, but just to be able to be in the game and finish it out. So score 35-26, minute 38 left. They get that ball over to Meisner on the right-hand side. She's going to dribble up to the top of the key, get it back over to the right to McKay. McKay looking for a way in, getting a lot of pressure from Gross. Going to hand it off. And on that, Gross raises her hands. She says, I know, I reached in there. And that'll be Gross's fifth foul, so she will foul out as well. Crowd giving her a little bit of applause there. And Cowart going to come in off the bench for her. So that's sending McKay to the line again. And she is 4 out of 11 tonight from the line. I'm looking to get a couple more points. First shot is up. First shot is good. So she's now 5 out of 12. We'll get a second shot. Both teams now with 9 team fouls on this half. So both in the bonus. Second shot up. Second shot good as well. Nicely done, McKay. Glacier Bear ball with minute 21 left. Swinton up here at the top of the key, looking to get everyone set. She drives right again, puts up a hook shot, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. Jensen trying to save that from going out, but she accidentally knocks it out of bounds the other way as well. And Coach Brittenham is going to call a full timeout here with a minute 11 left in the game. 37-26 is the score. And
well, of course, Glacier Bears now 37-26, an 11-point difference. They're not going to be able to make it up in 1 minute and 11 seconds, but Glacier Bears played a lot better ball game tonight than they did last night. The Wolves coming out a little lax in the first quarter. Glacier Bears jumping out, leading that first quarter 9-7, and then Wrangell was able to finally recover and get back to lead at the end of the half at 18-15, and then continued on to build it up here a little bit. 37-26. Foul trouble, of course. Taylor fouled out and Gross fouled out for the Glacier Bears so far. And then Ward and Bean and Jensen and Flores, they're all right on that edge. But with 1:11 to go, probably not going to happen. Wrangell just wants to run some time.
Pretty much, yeah. Just get that clock down to zero and, you know, a couple more points if they can wouldn't hurt. But, yeah, I think their goal is just to make it to zero and keep Meisner from getting hurt. Two objectives there. On the inbound, Bean is going to jump in and steal that, send it over to Meisner, who has a little bit of a run-in with Zanow, but gets the ball over to Jensen. Jensen going to drive inside, sees an opening, puts up for two. It's no good, and there is a foul called on that. And that foul is going to be on Krager. It'll be her first foul. Coach Brittenham not happy with that one. Might have been a little bit of a call, but Jensen with that ball. Her first shot is good. She is now 3 out of 9 tonight from the line. I'm sorry, 4 out of 8 from the line. And second one is good, so 5 out of 9. Pretty decent shooting percentage for her. 53 seconds left on the clock. 39-26 is the score. Swinton coming in from the left-hand side and puts up a shot. It is no good, but she's fouled, so she's going to get a chance to go to the line. And that is a foul on Jensen, blocking foul, and that is her fourth. So Swinton at the line. She is 3 out of 4 tonight from the line. First shot's going to go off the back of the iron. No good, but she will get a second shot, of course. Both teams now, of course, with 10 team fouls, so everybody in the double bonus from this point forward if there are more fouls. Second shot, no good, but Cowart with the rebound puts it up, and it is good for her. So her first 2 points of the game, and 40 seconds left. Wrangell ball, they get it down long court to Meisner, and she gets it over to Ward, who finds Jensen inside. Jensen drives and picks up two. No good. There's a whistle on that as well. I'm going to send her to the line. And that foul is on Krager, her second foul. And Coach Brittenham is going to call a timeout to regroup his girls and figure out what's probably talking about what's with all the fouling right now. So.
Yeah, basically he's talking about down here on this end when they had the opportunity. And when you play full court press like that, of course, at 39-28, he's just working on things with the girls right now. But
right.
When you play a full court press like that, everybody's got to be in the game. You can't have somebody, you know, stepping back
right.
And letting a pass be made or something like that. So he spent more time talking about down here on this end what he really wanted them to do.
And we're back into this game, and Jensen at the foul line. And first shot is going to bounce and go in. So she is 6 of 10 tonight from the line, looking to take a second shot. 31.6 seconds left. That shot's going to be no good. And it's going to be Zanow with the rebound. Gets away from her. And Jensen saves it, but she knocks it into the hands of the Glacier Bears. And so they're going to look to find Crager on the inside. And it gets stolen by the Wolves. McKay driving down. And she's going to get fouled by Swinton. That'll be Swinton's third foul with 16.9 seconds left. It's going to send McKay to the line. Definitely the person with the most trips to the line tonight. And her first shot is going to go up. And it's going to bounce off the iron and no good. Bounce left on that. And she's gotten 15, well, after this shot, she will have had 15 shots tonight from the line. And second shot is good. So she is 7 out of 15. On the inbounding, it's going to be stolen by Bean over to Allen. And there's going to be a call on that. And that's going to be a foul on Coward. And it's her second foul of the game, so 9.3 seconds left. Going to send Ward to the line. This is actually Ward's first trip to the line tonight. Last night she got one attempt, and it was no good. But her first shot tonight is good. Gives her 5 points on the night. Score is 42-28, 9.3 seconds left. Second shot, going to bounce off the top of the iron, no good. Swinton with that rebound. And she's going to bring it down the right-hand side, look to drive inside. Puts up for two, and it is good. And that is going to be the end of the game. So as the buzzer sounds, our final score is 42-30 in favor of the Wrangler Wolves. Lyle, what have we got in
store? Well, I'll kind of run through some stats here real quick here for the Wrangell Wolves. Now, I want to remind folks here, we got the Region 5 tournament coming here in a couple weeks in Ketchikan. And the Glacier Bear boys and girls will be playing on Thursday night down there at 6:30 and about 8:15. So you'll want to tune into that. That'll be carried on KHNS. And also remind folks there in town in Haines that the Metlakatla boys will be in town next weekend for a series of games, and the game times will be 5:30 and 7 for that one, so you'll want to definitely check that one out. Let me kind of run down the stat sheet for you real quick here. For the Wrangell Wolves, Marcia McKay finished with 5 points. She was 7 for 15 from the free throw line. Gary Meister picked those 2 points up early in the ball game there, and of course had to sit down because of the injury. They didn't want to take any chances with her. Caroline Ward, 5 points in the ball game, 1 for 1 from the free throw line for her. And or 1 for 2, excuse me. And Taylor Bean finished the ball game with 11 points. She was 5 for 8 from the line. And Amy Jensen finished with 10 points in the ball game, as she was 6 for 11. Teresa Flores finished with the ball game with 4. Anna Allen finished with 1 point, getting that from the free throw line. Kayla Teat picked up 2 coming off the bench. Campbell got into the ball game also for the Wrangell Wolves. They were 19 for 36 from the free throw line tonight. Haines Glacier Bears, Paige Wing picked up 3 points in that game. did not get to the free throw line. Kaylee Swinton, the leading scorer for the Glacier Bears tonight. She had 15 of their 30 points, and she was 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Larson finished the ball game with 3 points, 1 for 2 from the line. Destiny Courtney Coart picked up 2 points. She was 0 for 4 from the line. Natalia Taylor basically was in foul trouble all night long. Really, she was in the ball game, made a few steals, things like that, but she never really got a chance to get on the board. Autumn Gross, starting tonight here, was 0 for 1. Didn't get any score on there. Bailey Stewart got into the ball game. Michaela Crager, coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears, picked up 4 points. She was 2 for 4 from the line. Zanow finished the ball game, also coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears, had 3 points. She was 1 for 4 from the line, and Stevens got into the game for a short time. Glacier Bears were 7 for 21 from the free throw line here, so they did improve that a little bit from last night, but not a lot. They were only 4 for 18. Anyway, kind of rounds out the scoring. The JVs winning, Wrangell JVs winning that one by a score of 29-25, and the Wrangell Wolves winning the varsity game by a score of 42-30. So I want to remind folks again, check out ball games next weekend and, of course, the Region 5 tournament coming. And I want to thank Alicia for helping out here. It was kind of fun again to come down here to Wrangell and see all the folks and then, of course, get a chance to call the game. So thanks again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, folks. Back home and good night.